You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Well, hello, lovely people, and welcome to the 2024 edition of the Baking Boss Kitchen Secret podcast. I'm Naomi, and if you've never listened to this podcast before, let me just tell you a quick bit about myself. So 5 years ago, I quit my 9-to-5 office job to open my own cafe and bar with no professional experience. I was literally winging it for probably the majority of the business, but I started because I wanted to do a job I loved. I was bored of being in an office. It wasn't filling me with joy and pleasure, and I wanted to go and do something that I really, really loved. And this opportunity came up, and I thought, what's stopping me? I've just got to make a plan, take it step by step, and then go for it. And this episode is a little bit about that. So I am going to be talking about 5 tips to help you set your baking business goals in 2024. So whether you've already got a baking business, or maybe you're just starting out, maybe you're just thinking, where on earth do I start? I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. Anybody who's starting out in business, even if you've already had a business, is always a bit daunting when you're looking at a blank sheet of paper and thinking, I've got this idea, how do I get it to where you want to be? And having a plan and setting goals is how you're going to do that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But I also want to just let you know what we're going to have coming up this year in the Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets podcast, as well as what else I'm up to, because I like to share what I'm up to. I like you to know what's coming up. And I also want to hear from you. So if there's something you think, why is no one talking about that? I just don't understand how to do that in my baking business. What do I need to know? Let me know, because I want to help you. I'm here to help baking business owners, because I know how hard it is to be in a baking business. I've done it. It's long. Sometimes it's long hours. You're on your own often, and trying to work out where to go next can be really, really challenging. I found really, really difficult when I first started my business, not having a boss anymore. It's not that I didn't want to be my own boss, because I don't like being told what to do. So I liked being my own boss. But it was having that person where you could kind of go, hey, I've got this thought, what do you think? And they would go, yes or no. And it was kind of having that reassurance that what you were thinking was right. When you run your own business, sometimes you just don't know that answer and want someone to bounce around. So I am here for that. So this year, I've got loads of exciting stuff. I'm going to have guests on this podcast. It's going to be really great. You can hear from other people about their expertise and experience. Maybe you are listening to this podcast and thinking, I want to be on there. Let me know. I want to hear from you. Come and promote your business on this podcast. It's about getting visible with your business. So come and shout out. So got lots of really, really exciting stuff for you that will help you really get better and learn a little bit more on how to start up your business this year. And then I've also got lots of workshops, masterclasses, and more courses coming out for you, as well as resources that will help you with your baking business. So do keep an eye on what I've got going on. And hey, did you know I launched a recipe book at the end of last year? Called Whisk, Mix, Knead, Bake. I'm so proud of it. It was a bit of a dream of mine to write a book. And it's all the recipes that I learned while I had my own business, as well as lots of new ones, including breads, cakes, scones, and all sorts. But it's just to give people a bit of a guide on how to do lots of different baking from the basics, and give people the chance to create their own recipes. So go check it out. It's on Amazon. You can buy a paperback, or you can download it instantly for Kindle. The link will be in my show notes, so go check that out. Okay, so here we are. It's 2024. You might not be about the whole new year, new me thing, but let's just say the start of a new year is a good time to look at our business from 2023 and think, what do I do next? Where do I go from here? Or maybe you've just been pondering the idea of starting a baking business and think, right, how do I actually make this happen? What do I need to do? Today's episode is about 5 tips for setting your baking business goals. Getting your goals right is really important, but one of the things I've learned is they help set a direction. So goals are there to help set a direction. If something doesn't go to plan and you don't hit that goal, you can't beat yourself up about it, because it's all information. Everything you're doing in your business is information and data that you can use to improve it. So remember, it's all about improvement. Some goals will work, some goals won't. And it will suck when they don't work. Trust me, I take them very personally. I get very upset about when my goals do not go correctly. And I have an idea in my head and it just doesn't work. Sometimes that's just the way it goes. But what we can do is learn and move on. So the first thing I want you to do, if you've maybe you don't already have a baking business, but if you do, have a look at what worked well in 2023. And hey, if you don't have a baking business, but you're thinking about starting one, this is a good opportunity to look at what other people have been doing. See what you think worked for them, what didn't work for them. But think about the last year. What sold really well? What didn't sell? Were you doing markets and some markets just weren't performing as well as others? Were you trying new things that just maybe didn't work out? Why didn't they work out? Did you give it enough time? Did you share it with enough people? Were you not making sales in a particular area very well? Was a product not working? Just start looking back at some of the information you've got. And I do talk a lot about data because data is really, really important. When you've got data, you've got information. And when you have information, you can then turn that into growth and developing your business. So everything you do in your business, whether it goes right or doesn't go to plan, we're not going to call it a failure because failures sounds like a bad thing. They aren't. It's information. And when things don't go right, sometimes they just don't go right. And you just have to kind of go, right, what can I learn from this? Is it something that I should do or is it something that I shouldn't do? I've had plenty of things in my cafe and bar that didn't work. I tried doing an evening food service once. It really just wasn't the right model at all. And I backed away from it. I'm like, okay, like, let's call a spade. This isn't going to work. Move on. Tried it. Next. What's next? So have a look at all of those things you've done in 2023. Make a list of what went well. So celebrate those successes, however small. You might have increased your social media growth. You might have got more customers on your email list. Maybe you had a particular product that went really well. Did you get some PR coverage? Look at all those things and think, yep, that went really well. How can I look at improving those next year? How can I maximize on that next year? And then I want you to take the things of what can I improve? Even better if. So what are the things that maybe didn't go to plan? Or maybe you did something and think, I really don't want to do that anymore. That's okay. Maybe you think it's really popular and it works, but the profit margin's wrong. If the profit margin isn't right, get rid of it or put your price up. But really have a good think about what you want to do in your business. Because if you're doing something that isn't right for you, it's not aligned with what you want to be doing and what you want to be taking forward, get rid of it, even if it is successful. But if that's not where you want to take your business, you're going to end up not liking your business. So let's write down what's worked, what hasn't, what have you learned? What have you learned in the last year that you can take into the next 12 months of the business? The second thing I want you to think about is your boundaries. Now, I talk about boundaries because this is one of the biggest mistakes I have made in business. Even in this current business, I've been known to work too many hours, not enough time off, not enough self-care, and it really, really affects me. And I've burnt myself out more than once. Without me, my business does not exist. I am the sole leader and visionary of my business, as are you. Think about what your boundaries are. If you're just starting out in business, what boundaries are you going to commit to from the very beginning? So this is a good opportunity to think, I am only going to work these hours, or I've got to spend time with my family here, so I can only do that. Your business can be designed around you. Really, if it's not working for you, then your business isn't going to work. You're just going to hate it. Really be honest with yourself. This is where we have to get real. What boundaries do I need in place to take the best care of myself possible in my business? I know you think, I just don't know how I can do that. I'm a baker. I have to bake lots of hours. Some people bake through the night. I know my team used to bake through the night. But you wouldn't go into an employed role and expect to work the hours you necessarily do in your own business. That's just unrealistic. It's unsustainable. And if you're working all the hours and you're not making the money you want to be, then you need to change your model. Because it's not going to be sustainable long term. You need to rethink what you're doing because You might think, I have to work all the hours because unless I do it, I'm not going to make enough production and I'm not going to make enough sales. You need to change your business model. You need it to be sustainable. You need it to work for you. You can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect it to work. We need to look at what's going to work for you. You don't have to work hard to earn the money. There is this misconception there. So really think hard about what you need, what self-care you need, and what balance you need in your business. So then you can look to move it forward. Maybe it's more support. Maybe you need more outside help. So if you think, oh, I just don't have the budget for it. But if you're doing that work, how much is that costing you? So really, really think hard about that. You might have heard the term SMART goals. This SMART goals is super important and it really helps set goals that you can achieve. And it's really important. I've used it throughout every business plan I've had. So if you've got a business plan already, or maybe you're just in the process of writing one, maybe you don't even have one, you've just got an idea. I really, really encourage you to make a plan. And a business plan is not that big fat document you stick on that top shelf and then never see again after you've done it the first time. It's something that is in the forefront of your mind every day. It doesn't have to be lengthy. You don't have to make it an epic novel. Well, what it's going to do is set your direction for your business and you're going to focus on that every day because that will be what gets you to where you want your business to be. So think about these SMART goals that are going to be in that plan. Think about how you're going to make these SMART. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic or relevant, and timely, so time-bound. So when you set your goals, you want to have each of those elements in that one single goal. Because you could say, my goal this year is to increase sales. Great. That's great. Great start. How? How are you going to do that? How are you going to measure that success? Because you can't measure, I'm just going to increase sales. That doesn't give you a clear enough boundary. So I want to increase my sales by 30% by June 2024. You're suddenly putting something on there that makes it much, much clearer to measure whether you're creating that success or not, or maybe that goal is unrealistic. So think about when you're setting those goals about how achievable these are going to be. It's great to be ambitious. I'm very, very ambitious with what I do. I'm always pushing the boundaries. Mostly I'm overly ambitious. So I end up probably not always setting them. But think about whether this goal is actually realistically achievable in your current business model. If it's not, think about how you can make it achievable, how you can make it realistic. How can you make it so that it actually is something you might be able to achieve? And you can have stretch goals. There's nothing wrong with stretch goals. Sometimes what I do with my goals is if I'm setting a target, so say we take the 30%, I want to increase my sales by 30%, which sounds quite high. But sometimes you think, I'm going to set this as a stretch goal because I know it's going to push me, but I really, really want to deliver that. But I'm going to set three levels. So it might be saying 20% would be good. 25% would be better and 30% is best. So you're giving yourself and the opportunity to achieve that because there's nothing worse than trying to hit a goal that's unachievable. You're just going to feel really bad about yourself and your business. So think about how you can really make them smart. So get into the specifics, get into the nitty gritty, spend a bit of time with it. I mean, get a pen and paper out now. Start writing down those ideas. So just get it out of your head. Start writing down. What goals do I want to set myself for 2024? You don't need to do more than three or five. I would definitely not do any more than five because you're going to make that really, really hard work. And you want to be focused. You want to be in control of your business. And you want, like we say, want to be achievable and realistic. So take that time to sit down and think, what do I want? Where do I want to be? Maybe it's increasing your social following. Maybe you want to go, I want to grow my email list. So if you haven't got an email list, I highly recommend having one because the one thing about email is it can't get hacked in the same way that your social channels go. And I know plenty of people that have lost their entire following and contact list from Facebook or Instagram because they've been hacked. So years and years and years of work has gone into those channels and they've suddenly lost everything. So really consider how you protect your customers and your information. So if it's growing that email list, it might be like, well, I want to make sure I increase the engagement. So how are my open rates? How are they responding? How are my click-throughs? look at the numbers, look at the data, because that will really help you with the business. So really think about setting those goals. And if you're new, so if you're just starting out with your business thinking, I don't know how to start, just think about what is going to help your business to grow in that first year. It could be about getting visibility. So I want to get 2 pieces of PR coverage a month. Just think about setting those goals that will help you grow your business to where you need it to be. Find 3 new markets that I can then go and sell my products at and make X amount of sales at each. You're going to be guessing a little bit, and you'll do some research and you'll do some planning of what you need to get income-wise. So always do that, but set yourself a target. If it doesn't work, you can readjust it. It's not set in stone for the year. If a target isn't working, if your goal isn't getting to where you want it to be, let's adjust it. This is about flexibility, it's about learning, and it's about setting direction. That's what goals are. So if you think I've set this goal, it's not going to work, I'm going to try again. I've done it. I did it with the cafe and bar and bakery. I've also done it with this business. I've set goals for the last 2023 that I didn't hit. Because I was starting a new business and I set some goals at the beginning, and then I quickly realized that maybe they're not the right ones. So I readjusted them. I readjusted them so I could still go in the right direction, but I wasn't setting myself up to have a massive fall when they didn't work. So that is one thing, smart goals. That's what we're looking for, being smart. Tip number four, think about that vision. Your business is based on that vision you have. It can be as big or as small as you like. This is your vision. Just think about some of the biggest businesses in the world. McDonald's is a great example. The biggest small business in the world. That's what they call themselves. They didn't start with a chain globally. They started with one. If you want that, there is nothing wrong with that. But think about what your vision is. And I want you, if maybe your vision has changed, maybe you've been pondering different ideas, maybe you've been thinking about how you grow your business, and maybe you want a different vision. Mine was always to have that bakery at my cafe. I always wanted that bakery. Mine was to then grow into several different other, like franchise it out, have more across my county. But of course, we got hit by COVID. So it's a very different journey for me. But maybe you do want to franchise. Maybe you do want to look at having multiple locations. That is okay. But think about that vision. Get it really clear in your head. Write it down. Get those thoughts on paper. There's no vision too big or too small. And then what you are going to do is then think about those goals. What are my goals doing in 2024 that gets me closer to that vision? How am I going to get there? Because that will really help you set your goals. If you know what you want, then you can work out how you get it. It's really that simple. People don't just dream up businesses. They're not just dreamers. You think, oh, it's okay for them. They've got this, that, the other. They've had that. Everybody starts from the beginning. I started from the beginning. I didn't have any experience. I just had a vision, I had goals, and I had a plan. That's where you need to start. So that's where we're going to start. So get that vision down. And my final tip is think about how you're going to grow. Maybe you do want to stay the same as you were this year, but I would really, really consider how you want to grow in 2024. How do you want to grow your business? What do you want to do next? Where do you want it to go? So that vision will help with that. But what have you done? Maybe it's just getting better technology in your business to make it more automated. I talk a lot about automation. I love a bit of automation, certainly with the world of AI growing. If you haven't tried the world of AI, it can really, really help in business sort some things out. This is the way the world is going. Don't have to do everything by hand yourself. What can you streamline? What can you make better? What new technologies can you bring in? How are your customers engaging with you? Has that changed? What can you do to bring in that sustainable growth into your business? Because where the world was 3-4 years ago is very different to where the world is now. And it'll be very different in the next 4 years. Hopefully we won't have quite a bigger pandemic as we've had in the last few years. But the world is always changing, so you have to grow and evolve. You can't stay stagnant, and that is really, really important. And I know full well there'll be stuff that I do in 2024 that I launch that won't work. There'll be launches that don't work. I'll launch a course that might not work. Okay, what have I learned? What do I do next? Maybe it was a timing thing. Maybe I didn't promote it in the right way. Really think about how you want to grow your business, what you want to do next, and how you're going to get it there. And this is what these goals are going to do for you. Hopefully that helps you think about where you want to go in 2024. But hey, hit me up on the socials. Let me know what you're thinking. And if you want to get really, really clear on these goals and you just don't know how to do it, book a power hour with me. They're only £100. And trust me, it will save you huge amounts of time and effort by coming and hopping on a quick call with me. And we will literally spend that power hour thinking about what we do next in your goals in your business. You can tell me what your ideas are and we'll really, really nail them down, because I have a lot of experience in setting these goals. I've done it many, many, many times. I've made them achievable. I've made them work, and I know what to do when they don't. So come and book that power hour if you really just want a bit of help setting that direction. £100, it's not very much money. It's really not, considering how much you will probably spend and how much time you might spend trying to do it yourself. So if you want to help doing that, come and chat to me or come into my Facebook group, the Food and Baking Business Owners Group. It's on Facebook. It's completely free. Just come and ask your questions in there. It's always great to have so many people in there chatting. I love that group. It's there for support for any baking business owner, because I didn't have that support. So that's why it's there. So I'd love to have you in there. And maybe you've already set your goals. If you have, big high five to you guys, because that is a great way to start 2024. If you have, tell me. Come and drop me an email, post on my socials. I love to hear from you. I love to hear what your goals are, because let's all celebrate our goals that we're setting together and help each other get there. It's about community, right? We're all better together. I'll be back next week for another episode, and I'll be also having some guests on this year. So I'm really, really excited about that. I hope you all have a great week, and I'll see you for the next episode next week. As ever, happy baking. Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.